Hello, tribe. I am Tracy Sue, and this is What Would Tracy Sue Do? We are talking about things that matter and asking better questions. So today, what I'm going to do is talk about the Me Too and the Out Them movement. Hashtag new rules, hashtag Me Too, hashtag Out Them. I know I've heard from several men that you're not even sure what you should be or shouldn't be doing. I've also heard quite a few shocking things from women placing blame on other women or themselves. Things like, oh, if you want people to see you as a sexual being, you can't be upset when they hit on you. Okay, there's a difference between being flirted with and being hit on and being energetically, emotionally, or physically assaulted with words or physical behavior or intimidation. All right, there's a huge difference. So today we're going to talk about the difference, and hopefully my desire, my intention is that men will have a better understanding about what is okay and what is not okay, and women will also have a better understanding about what is okay and what is not okay. Okay, there's no more opportunity here to participate in belligerent ignorance, which I'm going to coin that term belignorance, okay, or being belignorant. All right, so remember we always go back to the different kinds of ignorance, okay? We have, oh, we didn't know. We have, we know, but we're not going to do anything about it. Or we don't know what, I'm sorry, we know, but we don't know what we're going to do about it. We know, but we really don't have the means yet to do anything about it, but we're looking for those. And then there's belligerent ignorance. You know, but you're just kind of being a dick about it and pretending like what you know isn't true. Okay, so there's many ways that we're doing this as a culture, and we're doing it is, it's not okay. So that's called belignorance, okay? Belligerent ignorance, belligerent, belignorance, okay? Don't be belignorant. All right, so hopefully that word will just thrive all over the place because I think it's the most apt example of what we're dealing with when we're discussing some of these issues. Just complete belignorance. Okay, so today on this video slash podcast, we are going to talk about, we are going to talk about the origin story. We're going to give you a definition of male entitlement. We're going to give you the easiest three ways to avoid being that guy. We're going to give you five definitive rules to avoid trouble. And then we're going to encourage you to be a better guy and to change the culture of cock, which is what I'm calling it, okay? So what we're going to do, get a little drink of water. What we're going to do is go back to the beginning, and that is the origin story. In the beginning, God created humans, he, she, them. Yes, God had a non-binary gender. He had no gender and both genders all at the same time. But when he created man and woman, he divided these into polarities, which is why we have the saying, when two become one, okay? Because God is one. His gender is male and female. He, she, and them, okay? So Adam did not come first, as one of the Bible verses suggest. The same exact Bible, just a few paragraphs down, tells us he, she, them, male and female, okay? So then God tells Adam, he tells Adam not to eat the fruit of knowledge of good and evil. He knew, she knew, they knew, evil would be too big of a temptation for men to resist. The serpent. Who is the serpent in this story? The serpent is Satan disguised. The serpent is Adam's penis. Yep, it's Adam's penis. It's not even a hard metaphor to figure out. So it's kind of insane that this is like revolutionary, right? The serpent, who's got a serpent? Adam, okay? Adam has a serpent. He has been told, do not eat this fruit or the serpent, the knowledge of good and evil, is going to be a fucking problem, okay? The serpent, disguised, comes to Eve and says, oh, Eve, you have to have sex with me. You have to be my woman. You have to repopulate the earth. God's going to give us everything we want if you let me put my penis in you. God said so. Thus marks the first time that men insisted that women take responsibility for his penis, his desire. And not only his desire, but he stripped woman of economic equality, used his physical strength for brutality, made prostitution, which was woman's total power over Adam, her only power over Adam, illegal, so that we had to give it up for free, did the whole slut-shaming thing, right? So Adam just became obsessed. He became obsessed with his serpent. He became obsessed with his little liar Satan and its unevolved bullshit, okay? That's his dick. It's the cult of the cock was born in Genesis, okay? Now, Eve, like so many women, gave up. She just gave it. She said, okay, fine, we'll have sex. Probably mostly to shut Adam up, but also because Adam was being manipulative with his little servant, his little serpent, okay? And God had to curse Eve to love this man, even though he was going to blame her for everything. The only way to multiply and repopulate the earth was to curse Eve into loving Adam. Eve's daughters are cursed to love Adam. Otherwise, she would not reproduce children because of this constant obsessiveness with cock. A man's obsessiveness with cock. Okay, let's be honest, because women, we're not really obsessed with your cock, but you are. Okay, so Adam, as an exchange, was supposed to provide for Eve and her children. But he was cursed by Satan, who is still rocking and rolling, to be obsessed with his serpent. Never able to stop thinking about his serpent. This is happening today, people. I cannot tell you how many times a man talks about his penis to me all the time. Neighbors, clients, dudes on the street, people who just message me on Facebook without any invitation whatsoever. Men are obsessed with the culture of cock, and what they're doing is thrusting that obsession and their desire onto women. When you talk about your penis without express consent, like some woman saying, hey, let's, you know, sext, or hey, let's have a little, you know, something, something, wordplay, all right? We are being energetically assaulted when you thrust your desire uninvited on any woman ever. All right. So we're going to talk right now about three. We're going to talk about three simple things that you can do to avoid being that guy. All right. So number one, just don't do anything sex related or sex adjacent to anyone without their express consent. And express consent means you have asked whether this is desirable and you've read the room, dude. Read the room. I can't tell you how many dudes I say, here's a boundary, don't cross it. And they immediately take that as some kind of challenge and cross it. No, if you don't want to be the douchebag, read the room, get express consent. Listen to a woman when she says, back off, dude. This is a violation of boundaries. All right. So just don't do it. Just don't talk about your penis. Just don't make comments about your desire, right? Your desire. Thrusting that onto a woman, your desire is an energetic assault. It's basically making your problem Eve's problem, okay? Our problem. Number one. Don't do anything sex-related, penis-related, or sex-adjacent, or penis-adjacent ever, okay? That is not flirting ever, 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 ever. If you're in some kind of express consent relationship, play all you want. Use wordplay. Dude, that can be seriously hot, but only if it is invited. Otherwise, it's energetic sexual assault, okay? Now, the golden rule for men, I'm sorry, I feel bad because I forgot to write this guy's down. It is a comedian. Okay, Jonathan Tucker. All right, that was pretty easy to find. Comedian Jonathan Tucker has a fantastic, brilliant golden rule for men. And that is, do not say or do anything to a woman that you would not want a man to say or do to you in prison. All right, so that's easy to run through your brain, right? Right before your penis starts chattering about what you should say next, think about, would I want some guy, some man, some burly, hairy man in prison to say this to me? Or would that freak me out? All right. That is an easy question to answer. So we're at, don't do anything sex related or say anything sex related or penis related to anyone without express consent. Don't say anything or do anything to any woman or non-binary, whoever. I mean, okay, fine. To any person, right? So I'm assuming, I'm not totally up on gay culture to know how much of this happens in gay culture or, but I know like the trans community experiences all kind of harassment from all kinds of people. So don't say anything to another human being that you don't want a burly man saying to you if you were in prison. That's a great golden rule. Number three is basically back to rule number one, shut your trap. Your penis is the serpent, which is Satan, who tells lies to trick you into being a dick. Okay, this is not hard to understand. This was in the beginning. So the first thing your primordial brain did was become obsessed with thrusting everywhere you could to multiply and repopulate the earth. I think we're good. Okay, we have 7 billion people on the planet and growing. We're good. We've got enough people populating the earth so you can back off the thrusting. And you can back off constantly thinking about your cock, and we can expect better of you. We can expect you to become evolved, three-dimensional human beings capable of relating to other humans without your penis involved. I don't think that's too much to ask. I know it's not too much to ask. And I know that there are men who have evolved past this. So find one and figure out what he's doing. Make him your mentor, right? Like, figure it out, man. Okay, I'm having a hair issue on video because it's backwards. All right, figure it out. Okay, we're now going to move into five definitive rules to avoid being a douchebag. Okay? Five definitive rules. So we have the three easiest ways to avoid it. If you don't want to hear the rules, just go with those. Don't say anything sex or penis related or adjacent to anyone without express consent. Don't say anything to a woman or other human being that you would not want a hairy, burly man to say to you in prison or to do to you in prison. Number three, listen to that nagging voice in the back of your head, which is your conscience, which is, going back to the origin story, the voice of God or the voice of reason, and stop listening to your serpent's voice. So basically, every time you have this obsessive thought to say or do something that is not cool, that is male entitlement, look down at your cock, tell it to shut the fuck up and evolve. All right? Like, I would love to have this be men's mantra for a while. Shut the fuck up and evolve. Just like look at it and tell it, shut the fuck up and evolve, because it is Satan. It is the serpent. It's telling you lies. So your dick is a liar. All right. It is a liar. You don't really want to fuck everyone you see because that's gross. You don't really want to rape women because you know it's fucking wrong. Like, just look down. Evolve, motherfucker. Shut the fuck up and evolve. Constantly remind yourself that your dick is a fucking liar, and it has been since the beginning of time. It's mentioned in the Genesis story. And think about this. Do you really want women to think of loving you as a curse? Do you want us to have constant lies to ourselves about who you are? I mean, that's working to your benefit right now, but I feel like Me Too and Out Them and New Rules, this movement we're having across the entire planet, okay, this is not an American male issue, this is a male issue of all races, cultures, countries, backgrounds, like communist China, the women are into Me Too. India, the women into Me Too. The Arab nations, women are into Me Too. It's across every religion, culture, political system, country, geographically universal for this consciousness on earth. Do you want to be a curse? Literally a regular thing that we say in my house. My daughter came home from school in middle school and said, I wish I was a lesbian. And I said, me too. And we both mean it. I wish I was a lesbian. Me too. One of my great desires in life is that I'm a lesbian. I'm not a heterosexual. Why? Because I'm so sick and tired of this curse. So let me ask you, gentlemen, do you want to be a curse, or do you want to evolve into a three-dimensional human being who's worthy of love? Well done! You have thrust your way to 7 billion people. That's enough. So maybe you could train your brain to do more, to be more, to have more complex and fulfilling relationships, to learn to communicate, and to take responsibility for your own behavior and your own sexuality and your own serpent. So that's where we're at with the three easy things. Shut up. Think about whether a dude should say that to you or whether that would scare the shit out of you, and tell your cock it's a liar who needs to evolve, okay? We're now going to talk about five specific ways that you cannot be a douchebag, all right? And maybe you're doing these things and maybe you're not, all right? So let's talk about culpability, all right? If you think you're the good guy, right? The good guy. Ask yourself if you have participated in any way to economic or political repression and suppression of women. Ask yourself if you have participated in any way in a religion who denies power and autonomy to women and puts men as the boss over women, which again, origin story is not accurate, is the lie of your cock culture. Ask yourself if you have ever seen or heard a man talk about violating a woman physically, emotionally, energetically, or spiritually. You can violate a woman spiritually by saying it's her job to have sex with you and you're the boss and God said that's abuse. That's religious abuse. It's an abuse of your power to withhold power and then tell a woman God said she has to do what you say and your penis wants to get wet. All right. I know that that's graphic and it's crude. And if you're one of the good guys, you're going to find that offensive and you're going to think, oh, that's not how I am. But if you have ever, ever stood in the way from a woman having an economic, political power, have ever shamed a woman for having a sexuality, which God gave her from the beginning, of course we have a sexuality. There's no way to repopulate the earth without a sexuality. And if you have ever shamed a woman for that or held up virginity as the only way, whore Madonna syndrome, you're a virgin or you're a whore, you're a mother or you're a slut. No, unacceptable. That is abuse of women sexually. If you have ever had a girl, young or old, in your pastor's office or your bishop's office and demanded that she tell you sexual details about herself so that you can punish her or hold her up as the Madonna, the pure, that's sexual abuse. That's energetic and spiritual sexual assault. So if you think you're a good guy, you are culpable because you have participated in holding up the structure and enforcing the culture of cock. Okay, so it doesn't matter whether you've done the raping or you've done the crude comment to a woman or you have upheld your religious responsibilities as a man. It doesn't matter. If you have not stood up for women the same way, if you're not a bigot, you would stand up for a person of a different race, right? If you are a person who has allowed that to continue in your presence and not spoken up about it, you are culpable in the continuation of cock culture. So let's get clear about that. All right, you have a responsibility as a human being to step up and change cock culture. Child molesters are shamed and held accountable by men because you, as a culture, have decided that it's unforgivable. It's the thing that cannot continue. And you absolutely 100% have the power to do that for women in this culture, and it's time you stepped up. So, 5 common violations occur very, very frequently. Okay, so we're gonna talk about those and we're gonna make sure that everyone knows this is not acceptable, and to say any of this is acceptable is belligerent. Belligerent ignorance. Okay, so number one. No one wants to see or talk about your penis. No one. Okay, penises are the least interesting thing about you. They're basically the same shape. They only do one thing, 2 things. They thrust and they pee. All right, they thrust and they pee. And you're out there thrusting, 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 thrusting everything you see. Oh, I want to stick it in your mouth. I want to stick it in your hand. I want to stick it between your boobs. I want to stick it up your ass. Like basically, the only thing this thing does is lie to you about what you're allowed to do, prevent you from evolving, and thrust, all right? But you know what? I don't want to hear about your thrusting, and neither does anyone else. I don't want to hear or see your penis. I don't want a dick pic. No one does. Your dick is not interesting. It's the least interesting thing about you. So keep it in your pants. And I mean, my God, have a little bit of respect, because mostly, let me tell you the secret, boys, mostly we're laughing at your penis. Size doesn't matter until you send us a dick pic. And then size matters a lot, because we will laugh our heads off at your stupid little penis. All right, number two, your penis is not our problem. Your desire, your fantasies, your wishes, your thoughts, your pervy bullshit, it's not my problem, all right? It's not anyone else's problem. This is your problem. It's your responsibility to control that shit and deal with it without infringing on another person energetically, physically, spiritually, emotionally, okay? When you tell a woman who is not your partner and has given you express consent that you want to fuck her, or you want her to suck your cock, or you had a fantasy about the two of you having sex, or you should put out because I took you to dinner, you're basically thrusting your responsibility for your penis, your desire, your thoughts onto someone else. Let me be so fucking clear about this. Your dick is not my problem. It's not our problem. It is your problem, your responsibility. Now, we can't stop you from desiring things. We can't stop you from your fantasies. And frankly, fantasies are healthy. Believe me, I have them. All women have them. All people have them. From varying degrees of perviness to others. And having fantasy is healthy, all right? Having violent fantasies, not so much, but no one can control what you're thinking about. However, you do not have a right to share that or thrust that on another human being. Again, we're going back to the prison comment. If you want a man to say he'd love to shove it in your ass, that's one thing, all right? But most of you heterosexual men who are thrusting your desire on women do not want a man to shove his cock in your ass or thrust it into your mouth until you choke and gag, okay? If a man said that to you, you would be upset. You would be very, very, very upset. You would be afraid, or you would be offended, or you would be grossed out. All right, that's the litmus test. You do not have a right to tell another person what your fantasies are, what your desires are, okay? You think that it's so fucking awesome that you're gonna say, I wanna fuck you. Like I had a dude last year who was, I'm just gonna maturely tell you that I wanna fuck you. I don't wanna take you to dinner because that would be a manipulative dance. I want you to agree to fuck me and I don't know you. No, no. You just made your dick my problem, and your dick is not my problem. Okay, your sexuality is not my problem. Every time you do that, you're making this my problem. I would say this is the number one thing that if you could change, just taking responsibility for your dick, taking responsibility for what's going on in your mind, taking responsibility for what you say or do that your serpent, that Satan, has instructed you to do. Okay, it's not natural, it's not normal. It's a violation and it's an energetic assault. I want to be so clear about this, because if you ever get anything that will change the cock culture, this is it. And I'm gonna give you some examples where this has happened to me so many fucking times, I can't even tell you. I had a client, a life coaching, business coaching client, tell me he wanted to come on my face. And he thought that was okay. No, dude, that is not okay. And when I publicly said that is not fucking okay, my brother shamed me for telling his business in public, right? Let me tell you something. You are not entitled to privacy. I did not agree to this. That is not appropriate behavior. I don't care what kind of environment it is in. Having a counselor or a life coach is not a free pass to energetically violate a woman by thrusting your porno movie on her. Okay, that brings us to number three. We are not living in your personal porno movie. It has occurred to me in the last couple of years that you're no longer having fantasies that are like these contained things. Oh, look at that. I'm thrusting cock. Okay. Okay. All right. You're literally walking around in the world acting like the whole world is a porno movie. So the same client who said he wanted to thrust, come on my face, give me a facial, which, gentlemen, no fucking woman wants this. That's completely and totally made up fiction in your brains, okay? That's the Satan, that's the serpent. Oh yeah, come all over my face. Dude, that shit stings in your eye and grosses your hair. Like, it's just, it's not pleasant. No woman is laying around thinking when she masturbates, oh, I can't wait for him to come on my breast, come on my face, give me a pearl necklace. No, dude, no one wants that. It's your deal all the way. After further continuation of talking to this man about getting some fucking boundaries, it became clear to me that our entire relationship was being played out in his mind as a porno movie. So everything I had said, like, hey, let's go deeper, he had interpreted as a porno movie. Every time I said something like, no, I'd like to get to know you as a soul level, okay? His soul was interpreted as his cock. Every curse word that I used was some kind of invitation to him having fucking fantasies about indulging in sex with me. Now, let me be clear. This man was paying me money to be his business coach. So, okay, think about that. In his mind, he's, what, paying me for prostitution, and every interaction we had was just a porno movie in his head? Like, that's how he was interpreting everything out of my mouth. I'm a star in his porno movie. Unacceptable, dude. You just thrust that shit on me, and we are not the cast in your porno movie. And just think about how unevolved it is to be walking around with a porno movie constantly playing in your head as if that shit is gonna happen to you, all right? I mean, I can't tell you how many men who are seriously walking around looking at every single woman in terms of how he wants to fuck her. Dude, that is so fucking unevolved. Don't you have something more interesting to do? Not to mention that porno sex is bad sex, okay? Porno sex, our poor men, I swear to God, our poor younger men, especially pre-pubic hair men, pre-ass sex men, like our poor men who have grown up in this anal sex, facial gangbang porno culture where porn and rap songs about stretching the pussy is what they've been exposed to in terms of sexuality. They don't even know what good sex is. They have no concept of what good sex is. They don't even know how to please a woman or to have good, healthy, orgasmic, intimate, hot sex. Okay? Because bam, 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 bam. You're not going to make a woman come with that. That's not good sex. Like, it's just wrong. Because if you think about it, every position in porn is there for the viewer, okay? Porn is for the voyeur. It is not for the people who are actually having sex. Because when you have sex, there's very few visible things going on outside of the two partners. Now, I love sex and I have fantasies too, but they're contained. They're contained in little boxes, little structures that take place when I have decided that, hey, I'm gonna think about sex, whether I wanna go to sleep or whatever, right? They're contained. I don't walk around thinking about fucking every person I see. Like, be selective, for God's sake. And come out of your porno movie for the life that you're living. You're missing everything by listening to the lies your penis, your serpent, your personal Satan is telling you about the world. Like, frickin' evolve already. The world is a very three-dimensional, four-dimensional, five-dimensional place, and you're missing it. You're missing it because you're obsessed with this stupid little one-trick thing that seriously no one cares about but you. Like, you are obsessed with this one-trick pony that tells you lies all day long, and you're turning the whole entire world into your porno movie. You're thinking about fucking every single thing that moves. There is a man that I know who says that he thinks about every single person that he meets, woman, of course, but not, I don't know, sometimes he thinks about including other men in his fantasies to also do things to these women, all right? Every single person he meets, he thinks about having sex with her, and if she's ugly and he doesn't want to have sex with her, he thinks about raping her. Be a better man. Like, really, be a better man. Be more than that. Be three-dimensional. Care about other shit, dude. Learn to communicate. I don't know, take a class on intimacy if this is your deal. If you're doing that, you are addicted to sex or porn or whatever, just like an alcoholic is committed to alcohol. Okay, well, recovery, dude. Get in recovery. Tell your cock, shut the fuck up and evolve. That is not too much to ask. And if you continue to say, you can't help it, it's just the way men are made, that is belignorance. You're being belignorent if you're giving yourself the out to say you can't help it because it's just the nature of men. And oh, here's a fun one. Men are always going to be men. You don't have to be a bad man to be a man. You don't have to walk constantly around obsessing about sex to be a man. Like, you're being a bad man when you do that, when you thrust your desire on everyone else and act like we're all in your private porno movie, you're being a bad guy. Like, whether you express that to women or not, you're not a good man, and you have a voice in the back of your head that fucking knows that. And you're just listening to the lies your cock tells you, and cock culture, that we have a worldwide cock culture reinforced by media and marketing and porn, is telling you that this is the way you're supposed to be, or this is the way you just were born. No, it's not. Any mother knows that you are not born this way, dudes. Like, I mean, there's this beautiful male baby in my life, and he was not born thinking about fucking. Like, he wasn't, dude. Like, no. Babies are born with a sexuality in terms of feeling in their body, just like every other living thing, right? Maybe touching here feels good. Maybe this feels good. But he's not constantly thinking about fucking. My son is not constantly thinking about fucking. He has, I'm sure, thoughts, just like the rest of us when he has a crush on a girl. But he's not walking around creating a porno movie in his head. And frankly, when we were younger, before the whole porn thing came on, before sexuality was thrust in our face 24 hours a day, including violent sexuality, men were not walking around acting like this was a porno movie either. It's just a bullshit excuse. Men will be men. No, evolve. You have no excuse not to evolve. It's belligerent. Okay? Belligerent ignorance to continue to believe that you have the right to thrust your sexuality on other people and that you think it's okay to walk around in the world picturing every fucking person in your porno movie. Like, grow up. Grow the fuck up. Again, express consent, explicit consent can contain any version of sexuality that two people or more agree to. Express consent, right? I'm not saying don't have fantasies, and I'm not saying don't act them out, and I'm not saying this is the boundary in which sex can happen, only this boundary, you know, within marriage or, you know, within all the dogmatic rules of culture. I am not saying that at all. I love sex. I've experimented with sex. I've had a lot of interesting and experimental experiences in sex. Okay? I love sex with whom I choose to have sex with. All right? Here's a little tip. Just because I have had sex with you does not give you permanent right to send me messages about your dick or your desire. Okay, if I had sex with you or flirted with you in the past and we no longer have that relationship, you don't have a right to text me or call me or email me or Facebook me about your fucking fantasy in which I am being featured. Like, just last week, I had an ex-boyfriend message me that, oh, I was going to need a little something extra. And, you know, because the whore that I am, I might need a little roughing up. Dude, okay, well, if we discussed that in private, when we were dating as a fantasy, that is where it needs to stay. As a fantasy that you don't fucking tell me about. If you want your rocks off that way by yourself, you don't have a right to text me. You're not entitled to text me after we no longer have a relationship. That is unacceptable. That is sexual energetic assault. You're thrusting your sexuality onto me. I'm just sitting here watching TV and I get this bullshit text from you, or I'm trying to work. Like, no, you do not have permanent access to people you have previously dated. Just because you experienced a sexuality or a consenting sexual relationship with a woman at one point or another does not entitle you to lifetime entitlement to involve her in your sexual problems. Again, we are not the cast of your porno movie. We do not care about your penis. We don't want to hear about it. We don't want to see it. And you do not have a right to thrust your desire on us. Your dick is not our problem. Your fantasy is not our problem. Stop trying to make it our problem because it's fucking not. Okay, let's talk about thank you and fuck you. Okay, thank you and fuck you. You guys seem to have a real misunderstanding about what is a compliment and what is not a compliment. And to be honest, women have had the same understanding because it's been so pervasive that we like forgot this wasn't okay. Or maybe no one ever told us that this wasn't okay. Okay, so thank you, fuck you. Let's talk about what is a compliment and what is not a compliment. Okay. Hot body. Not a compliment. Kind of sounds like a compliment because you're saying it in an appreciative way, but really it's not. Really, you have just made some kind of assessment about whether you want to fuck me or not, and then thrust that onto me. All right? Hot body. No. You look pretty today. Compliment. Hot body. Fuck you. You look pretty today. thank you. All right. Nice tits or some other feature. Nice ass, nice tits, nice whatever. Dude, I got robbed a few summers ago and my son was in the bed next to me and I couldn't move because they had drugged me. And my nightgown was pulled up so you could see my panties. And as he walked out the door, he said, "Nice ass." My son was so offended. He was like, "Did you hear what he just said?" Dude, it wasn't even a surprise to me. Nice ass, nice tits. No, okay? That's a fuck you. That is not a compliment. To take a sexual part of my body and then decide that you need to tell me about your desire for that or your opinion or your assessment on a scale of 1 to 10 about whether I'm fuckable or whether I have a feature that you find sexually desirable, that's a fuck you. Beautiful eyes, beautiful smile, that's a thank you. That means you actually looked at me as a person. You looked at me as someone you might like to hang out with. You looked at me as someone who you appreciate in a non-sexual way as well as a sexual way. That tells me that you're interested in being a three-dimensional human being and not just a cock walking around having your dick obsession, all right? Beautiful eyes. Man, your smile is gorgeous. You look like you have a lot of fun. These are compliments. Those are thank yous. I like your dress. You look really pretty today. I love your haircut. These are thank yous. Nice tits. Great ass. Hot bod. No, not a compliment. Not a compliment. That's a fuck you. Okay? Telling a woman about your fantasies is also a fuck you, all right? So when I was 16, 15 years old, I worked with this guy who turned to me, he's probably in his 30s, and I'm 16, and we're at work, and he says, "I wanna do you in the snow." Dude, that's a fuck you. That is not a compliment. When I told on him, they did nothing except for move him one row away so he wasn't as close to me to sexually harass me. And he thought he was, "Yeah, I'm giving you a good compliment, all right? I want to come on your face. That is not a compliment. I want you to come over so I can rough you up and treat you like a whore." That is not a fucking compliment. That is you thrusting your desire on another human being. "You look really pretty today. You have great eyes. Your smile. I like your style. Great haircut." Compliment. "Nice ass. Nice tits. I want to fuck you." Not a compliment. Okay? So if you think that you're telling someone a compliment, let's go back to, do you want a man to say "nice ass" to you in prison? If not, shut your fucking trap, dude. Look down, tell your penis, your serpent, your Satan, tell your penis to shut the fuck up and evolve. Okay. Dude, number 5, don't be a pussy. And I say that totally facetiously because pussies, they are some strong, fierce, birthing babies, insanely awesome body part. So don't be a little penis, okay? Don't be fragile and wimpy and act like a baby, all right? That's basically what a penis does. Man up and strap on some masculine pride. Harassing women online, that is so weak, dude. That's so ridiculously stupid. It just screams insecurity. And so do those big giant trucks y'all are driving since Trump got elected. The ones that take up more than a parking spot. Your little penis is showing. Your small dick is showing. Your massive insecurity is showing. Like, no one looks at you and doesn't think that guy's overcompensating. Every single person is looking at you saying, "That guy's overcompensating." Every time you leave a shitty comment on Facebook or send an email or a text, anything that's sexually harassing another human being, thrusting your sexuality on it online, is a coward's move. It's a coward's move. You're just being a total wimp. You're insecure. You're gross. You got no courage. You got no pride. Like, man the fuck up, dude. And if you're one of those guys who are reinforcing the paradigm that we live in, holding women back religiously, holding them back professionally, holding them back economically, laughing when douchebags talk about how they want to do somebody, you're part of the problem. You know, I just had a thought. Women talk about sex. We do. I'm not going to say that we don't. Like, a book club can get pretty crass, okay? We talk about sex a lot. We talk about sex explicitly, all right? But when we talk about sex, we don't violently abuse you in our fantasies, unless we're some kind of dom, right? But that doesn't generally come up. And dominatrix get express consent from the people with whom they're participating. And again, I do not hold any judgment on any boundaries as far as sex goes, if it's consensual. So yeah, it's not against the rules to talk about sex. Women talk about sex all the time. We explicitly talk about sex, but here are some examples about that, okay? Here are some examples about what we talk about. Did he make you come? Did he eat you out? Was he generous? Was he a one-trick pony? Just bam, 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 bam. Did he make you feel good? Did he compliment you? Was it good for you is basically what we're talking about, okay? Was the sex good for you? Because frankly, it's not a given. Like, when you guys have sex, it's pretty much a given that you're gonna come and get what you wanted. You guys are really bad at reading the room, okay? You assume that we're coming just because we make noise. And I'm not saying all sex has to lead to a woman's orgasm. But yeah, when we talk about having sex with someone, we're talking about whether they were generous enough to pleasure us, okay? Whether they gave a shit whether we came, whether they did service to us that was comparable to service we did for them, all right? So we don't talk about choking you, gagging on your cock, forcing you to have sex. We don't talk about you like some kind of conquest. Like, we don't talk about you as a, you know, a bang, or like, it's just our talk about sex is not violent and focuses on intimacy, emotion, meeting needs. Like, I mean, hey, women have some pretty serious sexual fantasies. If you have not read this before, read Nancy Friday. Okay, she has a couple of books. One is called My Secret Garden. I cannot tell you what a turn on this book is. It was written in the 70s and it compiles women's sexual fantasies. It compiles them into one book, and then she has some that follow. Oh my God, it's so steamy hot, but it's also really informative about what women think about in terms of sex and why they think about it. So for instance, a woman's rape fantasy does not in any way indicate that she wants to be raped. It is the way she can have sex, even in her fantasies, without shame, because someone's forcing pleasure onto her. Like, I have a confession to make. When I was younger, I did say verbally to a friend, I remember this very clearly, man, I hope I get raped so I can have sex before I get married. That is because I didn't want to suffer the shame of wanting sex, not because I wanted to be raped. I was really little, so I didn't even know what rape was, but I knew it was a way to have sex without being a whore. That should make sense to you. So I really recommend that you read Nancy Friday's books because they're so insightful. And I mean, if you're looking for some masturbation material, that book has got it going on. Okay, I have had men double dog dare me to have sex with them, like more frequently than you can imagine. So for instance, I got a Facebook message a few weeks ago from a kid I had never met before. He's in his 20s. I don't know how old he is. Never met before, but he said, "Hey, I know you from somewhere." So that's the first line. And I respond, "Oh, well, I don't know, maybe the gym." "Oh, hot body." I'm like, okay, not cool. Have you ever been able to handle a young guy, a younger guy? Dude, I just met you on Facebook. I'm not fucking you on Facebook. Like, I don't know you. I'm not gonna fuck you. And he double dog dared me by saying, "Oh, that means you can't handle me." This is not a turn on. It's not a come on. It's just harassment, dude. That's all it is. It's just harassment. And it makes me think that you're a coward with a small penis. All right. So when women talk about small penises, we're generally referring not your physical penis. We're referring to your total insecurity and cowardice. Like, just if you're this insecure to harass women on the internet, yeah, that's when we start thinking you've got a small penis. When you're overcompensating with a truck and you live in like a starter home or a mobile home or just in a regular old neighborhood, you don't own a ranch and you just spent $100,000 on this display of your masculinity. Yep, that's when we go small penis, insecure, stupid, not gonna date him, right? No way. What I'm telling you, the bottom line, it's not okay anymore. That's what Me Too is. And Me Too is not about something that happened to us years and years ago and we've evolved past it. No. Weekly, at least, I am harassed in some way by some guy telling me he wants to fuck me, by shoving his penis on my ass on a first date, by sticking his tongue down my throat without permission on a first date, by texting me and calling me a whore who needs a little extra special, by double dog dare me to taking a younger dude. Now, I don't care if you think that it's because I'm pretty. That is not the reason. Okay, that is absolutely not the reason. Girls of all shapes and sizes, women of all shapes and sizes. We have porno genres about us. There's grandma porno genre. I fit quite a few. I'm a MILF, mom I'd like to fuck. I'm a cougar. I'm a, you know, whatever older woman and younger woman scenario that people want to throw at me. I'm sure there's like mother-daughter fantasies and like, no, this is your problem. It is not because of the way I look, the way I dress, the way I behave. Yeah, I like for men to flirt with me. I really do because I really do like men. I love them when they're not being douchebags. And yes, the lines can get blurry, which is why we go back to the easiest way not to be a douche. Just don't mention sex or anything sex adjacent or anything involving your penis or your desire to someone unless you're absolutely sure that it's welcome. Like, I mean, that as a rule should be pretty fucking easy to accomplish. Like, if I get a compliment on the street, I feel really good if it's something like, "Wow, you look really pretty today." If it's something gross and rapey, I don't feel complimented. I feel energetically assaulted. And if you think that we can't tell what you're thinking, you're fucking wrong. We have rape radar. And if you think that because someone is your friend, you can touch her or say horrible things to her, you're fucking wrong. And if you think that we're the cast in your porno movie and that's okay, fucking evolve. Fucking evolve. Like, you don't have to relate to the world in this way. It's a problem. Straight from the beginning, you were told it's going to be your problem. The serpent, Satan, was going to tempt you. That was a serious warning. Do you want to be a curse to women? Do you want us to be cursed for loving you? Do you want teenagers and adult women saying, I wish I was a lesbian because I'm so sick of men? Do you want to be that guy? And women, we do not owe them privacy. The first time that I posted an out them message was before I knew it was a movement. And I got this totally awful message. And I was like, you know what? Why do I feel like I need to keep his violation secret? That's stupid. So you know what I did? I screenshotted it and I posted it on my Facebook page with his picture and everything. Why? Because this was your violation. I don't owe you keeping your secrets. You don't. You're not entitled to talking to me like that, to thrusting your desire on me, to energetically violate me. You're not entitled to that. And I don't owe you keeping your secret. So let's see if I screenshot this and put your picture up, what your mom thinks about that, or your daughter, or your wife, or your clients, or your customers, or your boss, or your coworkers. Okay? If you don't want anything said about you in public that could ruin your reputation for being a good guy, don't fucking do it. Okay? Because women have a responsibility to all of us, to all women, to all society, to end the acceptance of cock culture by outing you, by telling people what you're fucking doing, by saying, hey, you know that guy who's a real estate agent in town? Here's what he said to me, and posting it in public, and you see how much business you lose. Because yeah, that's fucking fair. That's fair. Because you're belligerently believing that you are entitled to infringe on another human being's right not to be energetically, physically, emotionally, sexually, and spiritually assaulted. You don't have a right. That's what male entitlement is. The definition of male entitlement, in case you're confused, and maybe it is like very confusing. The definition of male entitlement is to believe that you have a right to do something that is wrong. This isn't news. This isn't like a new rule. Hashtag new rule. No, it's always been the rule, but you've been in, you have thought, you have believed, and you have acted as though you're entitled to things that have always been wrong. It has always been wrong. This isn't fucking news. You can't walk around saying, oh, I don't know what's acceptable or not. Yeah, you do. And it's belligerent to insist that you don't. And if you don't, it's your responsibility to find out what is okay and what is not, and to change your behavior. And if you're simply a witness and you're the good guy and you're not responsible, yeah, you are. If you in any way hold a woman back from power in any way, you're responsible for cock culture. If you in any way allow men to treat women like this in public, you are supporting cock culture. If a man tells you about how blah, 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 porno movie, thrust, violence, harsh joke, rape joke, if you're not saying something about that and creating a culture like unto child molestation culture, where you feel bound to, or anti-racism culture, where you feel bound to say, not okay. Nope, not okay. That is what women deserve. We're your mothers. We're your daughters. We're your sisters. show us some respect. We deserve that. You're not entitled to violate us or infringe on us or to cross a boundary in any way. And the fact that you've gotten away with it until now is really just about brutal physical force. You have withheld political, economic, just fucking freedoms so that we can be independent human beings and say no. You have abused the word of God by twisting this whole thing into Satan that doesn't involve you, and it's all Eve's fault. It was your dick. That was the Satan tempting. It was you the whole time, not Eve. God didn't even tell Eve not to eat the apple. Nope. And then he cursed Eve to love you, even though you were abusing your power. Like, stop it. Stop it, stop it, stop it. Evolve. The Bible is as much what not to do as it is what to do. And even more. Like, I mean, if that's not a what not to do, don't listen to your dick. It's an idiot who lies to you and hasn't evolved. If that's not a what not to do, your love is going to be a curse to women. If that's not a sad, sad experience for you to believe that you're a curse to half of the population, you're participating in enforcing cock culture. Unless you are participating with the dismantling of cock culture. So women, I really encourage you to speak out. I encourage you to take that hashtag me too and not keep their secrets anymore. I'm not saying you need to go back over your childhood child molestation trauma unless that's something you feel is important to your own healing. But when something happens to you in this day and age, you have a responsibility to the whole world, not just women, but also men, to say no, to publicly report the activity and to explain why it's wrong. Okay? Because yes, there are blurry lines because we have been allowing men to behave like this for eons and eons and eons since Adam and Eve, since the beginning, since the Genesis origin story. So some explanation does need to happen. So women, you have a responsibility to inform and educate everyone about what is okay and what is not okay and why. So if someone says to you, oh, nice ass, yes, you should report that online in some way and explain why that is not a compliment. It's because they have divided you into body parts and they're thrusting their sexuality onto you. That's not a compliment. If enough of us hashtag out them and hashtag me too, cock culture will change, especially as we gain more and more independence, more and more economic freedom, and more political power. It is important that women have representation in politics. It matters whether you vote for a man or a woman, because whether they're the good guy or the bad guy, they're not representing the woman's point of view. And our laws are antiquated, outdated, and do not serve women. They do not. Be part of the solution by informing, educating, and giving a firm no. Okay? Hashtag firm no. Hashtag belignorance. Hashtag me too. Hashtag out them. In my show notes, I'm going to be going over these rules so that you can, and this is my prayer, that you share this with every man you know so that he can become a better man. Dude, I'm not a man hater. I'm a man lover, and that sucks sometimes. It shouldn't be a curse. I don't want it to be a curse. I don't want to be upset that my own father sexually harassed women when he was in the Air Force. That sucks for me. That knowledge sucks. I don't like that. It makes it so hard for me to figure out how to fucking have a relationship with him. It sucks so hard to hear him talk about women as if we don't deserve political power or liberal feminists. Whatever, dude. Like, that is hard. I don't even know how to manage that information within my being. I don't know how to manage within my being the fact that my brother enforces cock culture through religious power and power that he has in the military. I don't know how to reconcile this, and I shouldn't have to, because I'm not the one violating human decency. They are. And the more we tell the truth about it, the more we post about it on Facebook, it is changing things. For the first time, women in communist China have reported with the Me Too movement. They have reported the harassment they're going through. For the first time, many women believe they can report things from their point of view in super fundamental Islamic nations. For the first time, women of color, women are of different economics, women in every country, women in Africa, women in Europe, women all over the world are experiencing this. And for the first time, Me Too has allowed many of those women to speak up. Not just women who have higher economic status. This is important, and it is making a change. I read an article recently that said within the last few months of the Me Too movement, women are now achieving much higher status in their operations because they need this feminine energy to set a standard. To set a standard. Like, think about this. Tony Robbins, when Me Too started, a huge executive coach with massive popularity that many, many, many men hire to help them achieve more, warned women not to tell the truth with the Me Too movement. He warned women in case we don't get hired. Dude, that's so fucking wrong on so many levels, because what should have happened and what needs to happen now is that he warn men that if they get a reputation for sexually harassing or in any way hindering a woman's ability to be a fucking human being, they will not get hired. If men get a reputation for sexual harassment in the workplace or harassment anywhere in their life, they should be the ones who are not hired. Tony fucking Robbins. This will not surprise me when women start stepping out and Me Tooing Tony Robbins, because that's just belignorance. That's belignorance at its finest, grossest, belignorant. That's belignorance beyond belignorance, okay? To warn women to shut the fuck up instead of warn men to behave themselves. When we out them, we will be culturally shaming them into evolving, which is exactly what needs to happen. We will be socially punishing them, because seriously, to be a dickhead, you don't have to commit a crime. Okay, there are things that are wrong that are not illegal. Also, let's just think about the fact that every time a woman stands up and says, hey, don't elect this dude because he sexually harassed me or violated me in some way, where's your evidence? Where's the evidence? Take a screenshot, put it up there. There's your fucking evidence. The courts have not been kind to women. But guess what? Social media can be. Taking screenshots and outing them will be the biggest change maker we've seen probably since Genesis. I don't know, maybe the right to vote. But still, even with the right to vote, we're still, one third of us are being sexually assaulted. Again, good guys, be better guys. Like, where's this protect and provide thing that's supposed to be built in you? Right? Focus on that instead of your cock. Tell your cock to shut up and evolve. Stop thrusting your desire on other people. Take responsibility for the evolution of your own goddamn self. And women, out them. Social consequences work. Social consequences work. Public shaming changes behavior. Something does not have to be illegal to be wrong. Douchebaggery must end. Belignorance must end. It's enough already. Okay, I feel good about this. I feel good about this episode. I've been holding that in for a long time. I don't know, sometimes afraid to say things because I don't want to be attacked on the internet, or I don't want people to be mad at me, or I don't want the men in my life to be upset. No more. No more. Okay? I got some fire in my belly now, and the Me Too movement and the Out Them movement actually has made me feel safer and more empowered, like I'm not the only one out there doing this. And the more of us who do this, the bigger and faster change we're going to have. And I really, 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 really feel and hope and pray that men step up and become not a curse. That loving them becomes a joy. That being their mate becomes a joy. That joining with them as one becomes a joy. That sex with them becomes a joy, not a curse. To be a daughter and a mother and a wife and a girlfriend and a life partner to a male person should not be a curse. And the only people who can stop this from being a curse is us. It's us. It's men and women working towards that goal. And I just have to believe that men want to move forward as well. I have to believe that men are willing to step up, make changes, and enforce the dissolution of cock culture. I have to believe there are good guys, because if I don't, well, I'm just going to learn to eat pussy. I mean, I'm just going to fucking learn to desire it. And then because there's no other fucking option. If you're going to continue to be cock-obsessed douchebags and listen to the serpent in your pants, like, honestly, truly, pussy can be delicious. Women are evolved and, you know, they're much better partners. Like, stop being a curse. Tell your cock to shut the fuck up and evolve. Respect women. Don't do it if it's a gray area. Express consent is gorgeous and sexy and hot. Even consent to games that involve power struggle. Okay. You have to have consent for that. You can't just assume everybody is the cast in your porno movie. All right, so I'm going to stop there because now I'm repeating myself, although I think this does bear repeating. I'm going to, in my show notes, go over the basics of this. I'm also going to put a link to two books that I wrote. One is Soul vs. Ego Smackdown, and this is useful to you because it helps you decide, it helps you understand which voice is the serpent and which voice is your highest self, okay? Is it your soul or is it your ego? In this instance, we're calling your cock your ego, all right? So that's called Soul versus Ego Smackdown, and I'm going to put that in the links, and it really is like a how-to quick manual for you to do specific exercises and change the way that you think. And the other one that I'm going to put on is the Girl Revolution Manifesto, all right? The Girl Revolution Manifesto, I started writing in 2009, and it really goes over gender. I started writing it far before that. When my daughter was a child, I wrote a blog and led a movement called The Girl Revolution, and it talked about gender and politics and feminism and femininity and what I called feminine feminism and economics and health and raising daughters in the face of today's culture. I think this book is a great read for anyone who wants to understand more about what is right and what is wrong, and also to understand more about how this kind of behavior impacts girls and women, and also to help you raise better daughters or do better at raising daughters and sons. Okay, so for every daughter that's getting abused, there's a son that's doing it. Like, I can't think of anything more horrifying than having my son behave like this. So I strongly encourage you to very specifically, explicitly talk to your sons about exactly what is right and what is wrong. Because respect women in today's culture is a real loose term. Real loose. So you need to, all the time, when you see something on TV or you read something or something happens to you or something happens to someone you know, tell your sons specifically why they should never do that and what they should do if they see that. We can change this. So if you're confused about how to shut your cock up and tell it to evolve, Soul versus Ego Smackdown, I'm going to leave that link. And if you just really need an education on the effects and what is happening and how to stop it and how to especially serve our younger generations, the Girl Revolution Manifesto. And then if you would like to read some more specific Me Too experiences, and I'm telling you what, this is some Me Too shit right here, The Year of Yes, which is a memoir of mine, and it does include a lot of experiences that I've had. There have not been few. There have been many, many, many Me Too experiences in my life. And this isn't out them without names, so I don't get sued. And it's a very raw, intimate view into the real world effects of this and experience of this type of thing. So thank you so much for listening. I am Tracy Sue. You've been listening to What Would Tracy Sue Do? Radio podcast. Find us on Facebook. We're at What Would You Do? Private group. We're curating that, so not everyone is invited. Only people who are willing to contribute something valuable to the conversation instead of parrot news. I may break this up into two episodes because it's run rather long. There was so much awesome stuff to talk about. And yeah, subscribe and share, because the more you subscribe and share, the better interviews we can get with the better people, and the better our community grows. And then, you know, we're many instead of one. And I just love you and adore you. And I'm so excited to be in this game with you. And mwah, I'm blowing you kisses. All right. Peace out. Okay, that was stupid. Namaste.